we have a special guest in our studios. We have Pam Fekencher joining us, who is the senior pastor at St. John's Lutheran Church here in Northfield. You might hear her every Sunday here on KYMN Radio. Pam, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You have a very interesting program that's coming up, and you sent us an email about this, and we're like, hey, come on, and let's talk about it. It's about getting some aid, some interest. Let's get this story. Getting some aid to Ukraine, some of the bombing areas that don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Why don't you? You could probably say this a lot better than I can.
Yeah. Well, it's a story of many connections that all sort of came together for this event that we can do this Wednesday evening. We have been searching for some ways to have some hands-on engagement with our youth around renewable energy, because that's become a focus of the congregation this year. We're doing a big capital appeal called Sustaining Grace this year, trying to raise some funds for solar panels for the church, as well as a number of other energy initiatives. We have a building that's it's the size of 30 average homes. So, you know, you think about what the energy bills are times 30. And so for our own future as a congregation, in terms of both finances and also just our carbon footprint, we wanted to make some changes. And in part, in the process of planning that, we also really wanted to engage the congregation in a variety of ways. And this opportunity with Rays of Life came up pretty quickly, but it just seemed like a perfect fit for us in terms of how we want to think about our own sustainability, but also be of assistance to neighbors elsewhere in the world. So Rays of Life, their story goes quite a ways back. It started out in West Virginia, a little town called Phillippi, West Virginia, which is it's about the same size as Northfield, but in a really rugged area of West Virginia. Started out as a nonprofit working on things like rural poverty and Appalachian community development and job training. And Rays of Life was the brainchild of an electrical engineer in that area who wanted to sort of build the skills in the community around building solar cells. And he developed this very compact solar cell called a Ray of Life, which is a four-pound box that has a battery and a solar cell. And what it can do is, with, you know, a day's worth of sunlight, provide a family with nighttime light, with ability to charge a cell phone, both reading light sort of for the evening, but also a night light. Those kinds of things that people in many parts of the developing world, if they don't have a vast grid, it's just, it's really simple and really useful technology that can go anywhere into any kind of remote place.
And that's, you know, no offense against people from West Virginia, but that's not really historically been a hotbed for technical innovations.
Sustainable energy isn't usually what people think of when they think of coal country, but so it's quite a remarkable organization, started by a church in West Virginia. And so they developed this technology, and were already starting to ship it to different parts of the developing world before COVID hit. As you might imagine, logistics and shipping and things like that became a lot more difficult in recent years. And then they made a new connection in recent years with Ukraine and with a ministry organization over there that was working with refugees who are facing some of the same things that people in other parts of the world face when your infrastructure isn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So in Ukraine, where a lot of places have been where that electrical grid might not be functioning anymore, or refugees who are just finding themselves in sort of temporary homes, temporary places, these boxes can really be a lifeline to connecting back to family. One of the main things they do is they charge cell phones. And most parts of the world, people have cell phones. And sometimes that's the only connecting thing they have to the rest of the world, and especially if they're refugees or they're in a temporary spot, it can really be an important lifeline to sort of rebuilding their network and staying connected to family when people have been scattered. So
yeah,
Rays of Life made this connection to Ukraine, and now they're shipping these boxes to Ukraine.
I'm trying to wrap my head around the small solar box and what they can do, you know, and the cell phones and just some basic light, basic needs. I don't know if that would be enough to power a, you know, maybe a small refrigerator, so you know, maybe help out with some food sustainability. But what a great idea. Now, what is going on Wednesday? You're assembling
them?
The
way Rays of Life works is that they produce the components in West Virginia with people that they've trained from their local community to manufacture these things. And then the components are assembled into shippable boxes by volunteers in various communities. So they've done a number of builds in various parts of the country, but our Minnesota connection is a man named Dave Nonemaker, and he's going to be here on Wednesday. He lives in Duluth and was one of the key connecting points to this connection in Ukraine, and specifically to the neighboring southwest parts of Ukraine, like Moldova, where a lot of the refugees have gone.
Do you know much about this guy, Nonemaker?
Nonemaker. He lives in Duluth. This has been sort of one of his passion projects, is to connect this project to Ukraine, and he's helped work on the logistics and made a couple of trips himself to deliver these items. As you can imagine, figuring out how you get a whole bunch of lithium batteries across the ocean is not, it's not easy.
If there's a logistical issue.
As we all know from the airport and the post office, those kinds of things aren't shipped easily. So they have figured out the logistics of how to do this. And Dave himself got to pass out 40 of them to refugees this past March and is in the midst of building the next set of them that will be shipped. We're going to build 30 of them. And they are the kind of thing that it takes about an hour and a number of steps, but you can walk a group, like a group of high school students, easily through the process of connecting everything together so the box is operational. So they are ready to go and operational when we will be done on Wednesday night. And they can sign them themselves with a note to say, you know, this is from us in Minnesota to you in Ukraine, and then they'll be ready to be sent over.
What a great experience for the young people that are involved with that. Is there a cost? Who pays for those? What happens?
Yeah, so the cost is $125 per box. And we at St. John's, we had an anonymous donor who was looking for a special mission project, something that they thought, you know, would be new and exciting for our community, and we proposed this, and they said, absolutely, we'll fund it. So, so it's great for us because we were looking for a way to connect this idea of sustainable energy with our youth and give them something hands-on to do, and it also helps us have that sense of we're not just benefiting our own congregation, but trying to extend some love to some other parts of the world. So,
boy, just the idea of the solar panel in a box, and the potential that would have. I'm thinking back to the Puerto Rico hurricane they had a number of years ago that just knocked out everything, all the power grid and all. And in a disaster type situation, they passed these out. Boy, that would be a great idea. Once again, Pam Fekencher is our guest today. The event Wednesday, do you have everybody you need lined up? Do you need outside volunteers? Is it going to be all the young people?
Well, we of course want the young people to have the first hands on the box, right? So what we've told our congregants is, we're happy to have volunteers and people around, but we want to make sure that every youth has a box that they can kind of call their own in the build. But it can easily accommodate, more than one person per box as things get put together. So I imagine we're going to have a fairly full room of folks who are both doing, but also probably watching closely and wanting to see exactly how this works.
I would think there'd be a lot of interest in that. As you mentioned, the church, the congregation has said, energy and sustainability and environmental concerns going forward, this is the year for it. So it's just the one big step.
And it's, the wonderful thing about it is that solar energy is something that is everywhere in the world, and it's something that it doesn't have to have a vast infrastructure or a vast grid to work. We always, of course, in this part of the world, we always are thinking about that, the big grid, right? And how do we get hooked up to Excel and all the logistics of that and all the regulation that goes with that. But in many parts of the world, there may not be a grid at all. And especially when there's war or there needs to be something very temporary, this is a great solution for something that is just quickly available and doesn't cost a thing once you have that solar cell.
So, yeah. All right. Anything else we should know about this, Pam?
Just we're excited to see it happen. We're hoping to take lots of pictures and report back on how it goes. But we're excited to see what our young people learn about this. And one thing we do know, too, is that renewable energy is something that we're all trying to build our skills and our knowledge of. And so we're hoping that this will spark somebody's interest in being involved in that in the future, too. We might have another electrical engineer in the future group and in the church on Wednesday night who might be interested in working on this in the future for themselves.
So, I think the odds are pretty good of that happening, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, and best of luck to you Wednesday night. I think it sounds like just a great program, and I'm glad that there are young people getting involved in such things.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Pastor Pam Fekincher from St. John's Lutheran Church. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Bob is coming up next with a forecast.